Alrighty, welcome back to another episode of Soda or Ode. And today we have sodas. This is not a sponsor, by the way, but we do have sodas. And I'm going to pour a soda quickly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your root beers. Into my sodas or ode mug that you guys should all buy on our website. And if you use the code SODAS, you actually get a 20% discount on all merchandise on the Patche website. That's a new thing.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, so we're our own sponsor.
Yeah,
we're our own sponsor. So I'm gonna pour this soda quick. Company. Yeah, but it's only for the reason I'm doing that is because it's only for like the sodas listeners, like the hardcore fans. This is my way of showing love back. Like anything you want on there, 20% off using code SODAS, all capitals.
Yep,
like love
that.
You guys.
We like that.
We love them. We love it.
Give me a sec here while I pour sodas.
A good snap.
Woo! That's a crispy. Oh yeah, that's nice. Oh.
You're pouring like a Guinness,
dude. We'll chat Guinness in a sec. Small mug. You hear that sizzle, dude?
Yeah.
Obviously, you hear it.
Does the crowd hear it? The audience hear it? Likely.
Dude. Speaking of Guinness. You're a big Guinness fan nowadays, yeah?
Never had one. It's my goal to try one, but I didn't try
sorry,
one.
I'm a big Guinness fan nowadays.
You're a big Guinness
nowadays.
Fan, not me. You got me
We
inspired.
Talked about this last epi, and you were going to try one in Boston. You
and
did not try
I,
one
I didn't
in
get
Boston.
To it. I didn't get to it.
Why not?
Just to breeze my mind.
Breezed your mind?
So
Febreezed it?
Yeah, so...
Dude, like well, it just foamed down, and there's barely anything in there. That's wild shit.
Yeah.
Four more.
Anyways, so we went to this place in downtown. Well, like, not downtown. I guess, like, Banners, TD Garden.
Yeah.
So we go there, and we go put our name down, because like, it was, like, buzzing in there. Yeah. John Mayer concert. Didn't end up going to it.
Was John there?
No, he wasn't.
John, was John Mayer?
No, he was not.
Dude, what, so they're but like, they, did they, like, say he was going to be there, and he
no,
wasn't there?
No, he was at TD Garden.
Oh,
there was a big crowd at Banners like before
okay,
the concert.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, we go there.
Buzz.
We go there.
Yeah.
I'm like, can we get a table? Like 45 to an hour. Mm-hmm. Throw the name down. So I go down to like this like place that had like a bunch of restaurants inside of it.
Yeah.
Like fast food, or not fast food, just like a food court kind of. But
sure,
like it
where?
Was also buzzing. Like right underneath of it.
Oh, below it.
Yeah.
Like where you catch the train.
No. Like, no.
I think so, dude.
No, the
below
train
the
was not near. It was not. Yeah, oh. I guess it was Bowling Garden, but it was not near the train.
You been to the garden? No,
it was
the
on
the
street,
is.
Dude. It was on the street right across from the hotel.
Not under the garden?
No, dude. It's not.
Oh,
even,
I thought you said it was under the garden.
Well, it's like attached to it, but not like underneath of it. Like it's like to the side.
Yeah, so like I'm pretty positive that's where the train is.
You know, the train is not near it, dude. The train's on the other side, literally underneath of it. This is like.
Bro, you're scared of trains, anyways.
Dude, this is like on the road, dude. Like, you could walk into it. Like,
you're scared of trains.
Anyways, so I go to this place.
Carry on.
And I'm like, I get a burger at this place, like, because 45 to an hour. Like, I'm starving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long
As route. I'm going to pick up my burger from the from the thing.
Yep.
Dude, I get a text. Literally 10 minutes later, it's like, your table's ready.
Oh, shit.
So I got two dinners.
You double mucked.
So I got two dinners, and I got
a
Samuel Adams Boston Lager, obviously. Cause
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sammy was from Quincy.
But
or he was a Prezi.
It didn't sit well in my stomach.
John... Sam Adams?
Samuel
Who's Sam Adams again?
I don't know.
What does he do?
I don't know, but
I know,
tried their beer.
I said Quincy, like John Quincy Adams. It's not the same
guy.
No.
Samuel
is not John.
No. So that was that, and then the night went
classic.
On, and I just didn't get a Guinness.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, I actually recently, like I said, got into the Guinness, but also, I just want to throw out this train thing, by the way. Like, have you ever taken a train?
Yeah.
Because why were you so scared of a train the other day when Tark was talking trains? You were like,
dude, I get sick on trains.
You get sick?
I get motion sick on
really?
Trains.
motion sick or emotion sick? Because you get you get emotion sick on airplanes.
Yeah, emotion sick on airplanes. No, I don't really think like that on trains.
But then just regular emotion sick on trains.
It's like varied. Train motion sickness is a real thing.
Well, yeah, every motion sickness is a real thing. Yeah, like,
it's scary.
Cars, buses, bro, I hate the bus. When I'm like editing on bus.
Well, yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit. Like, yeah. I'm a fucking dizbiz. It's like when you used to try to read as a kid. On like a car ride to practice. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'll kill two birds, one stone. I'll read my book for homework on the way to Pracky.
Didn't work. Cat,
you're just sick.
Yeah.
Dude, you know I was in fifth grade, I like won the reading Olympics.
Good job.
Dude, I don't read anymore. I haven't read a book since.
No. Well, like, you're talking about writing, and you don't write either.
Oh, yeah. I bought a fucking journal, dude. Well, this is not, you know, my diary. Yeah. I was going to write a diary. No, I bought a journal because I saw this clip of, who's the dude that does, not Jeopardy, Family Feud? Steve Harvey. There's a clip of Steve Harvey. He's like, you have, like, your goals, write that shit down, and watch it come true. If you don't believe me, try it. So I was like, fucking right. So I'm going to go try that.
You didn't.
Went to Target. I have a journal. I bought a thing of pens. You saw those. There was pens. Haven't gotten to writing.
No, that's all down, right.
I haven't written much since...
grade five.
Well, no. Well, high school, I guess, because college was all computers. But, dude, grade five was reading. So I would read... Like, there was this competition. And it was like... Whatever amount of pages the book was like X amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like buzz. Dude, I was so competitive that I would read.
Okay.
I don't even know if I knew what the fuck was going on. You just read a little summary. I'm just like skimming fucking pages. Like, oh, I'm going to win the Reading Olympics.
Yeah.
Thought it was like the same shit as like winning a hockey gold medal.
No, not the same.
Not as satisfying, dude. What? Yeah. You read much?
No.
No Magic Treehouse?
Nothing too crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Goggins' book, though.
You read David?
Yeah.
That's something I wanted to get into too, like reading like mindset books.
Yeah, but
spirituality shit.
I haven't been reading too much recently.
No. What is Goggins' books like? What does he preach in the book?
He's just talking about his like experiences.
Yeah.
And what made him who he is.
Yeah, we've chatted Goggins before.
Yeah, he's a dog. I'm a big Goggins guy.
Dude, I told you, remember?
You were Gogginsing today when you went to Whole Foods.
I was Gogs up?
Goggins, big health nut.
Oh, because he like shops healthy.
Yeah.
Dude, everyone gives me shit for not eating healthy.
No,
but
yeah.
Like I do, but I don't.
No, you don't, but you do.
See, that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that, dude.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't, but I do, because it's like, if your goal is staying lean,
yeah,
just don't eat too much. If your goal is like overall health and longevity of life, maybe eat a little health.
Yeah,
because you don't want to die.
Though, you can't get too stressed,
dude. Right? You want to balance. Balance is everything. Yeah, we've had an episode about that. Balance.
Balance, man.
Balance. Have you ever gone on the balance beam through like trees? You ever seen that? Like the
I've never done it.
The hippies?
No, I balance beamed in a, like
is hippie politically okay? Is that an okay word to say? Hippie?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, dude. Like there's like that band, and you like, oh, I'm actually a weapon at it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good balance.
Dude, I got good balance.
Good
in life
good.
And literally in physical
good
attribute form.
Good, good, good.
This thing I've noticed about myself recently. Is like I'll be walking carrying like a bottle or something or like maybe bottles? A soda and I'll just drop it.
Yeah.
Clumsy mitt. I drop it, but on the way down I'll like catch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, this
good
is
reflexes.
This is balance.
Yeah.
Because I'm dropping it because I'm a fucking idiot. I'm not paying attention, but my reflexes kick in and poof,
yeah.
Like sick catch.
Great reflexes.
Great reflexes. Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or if something good happens and you're like on fire, mm-hmm. it's followed by some like minor like losses.
A discrepancy.
Have you found that to happen?
Yes.
I found that to be very real.
Yeah.
Like a story I like telling about. Ever tell you when I pulled the door and hit myself in the face? No. This is a good example of balance.
Okay.
I was at Alltown actually.
Okay.
At the University of Maine, Orono.
Yeah.
And it's post game. I'm in my blue suit, freshly shaved, probably a fresh haircut, feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you're feeling nice.
You know, I'm a little business because we just lost. Obviously, we didn't. I mean, it's not that obvious, but we lost.
Yeah.
And I go in Alltown for like maybe like a Gatorade or something, and I walk up to the register to pay,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "You look like the guy from 50 Shades of Grey," and I was like. Oh, I don't. Is that a compliment? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, you know, feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
People behind me, they all heard it. Yeah. You know, they're like, this guy's the fucking coolest man in the world. You know, they're like,
you're on top of the world for a second.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know, he said he had no nipples. Yeah, like, shit like that. Yeah. And then I walk out of the All Town.
Okay.
Of the doors. I'm feeling good. I'm McGregor walking, you know.
Yeah.
Billy walking. Open the car door. Boom. Smoke myself in the forehead. Hit the corner of the door. Cut myself right in the forehead.
That's not good.
Balance, dude. I got cocky for a second. And I let it smack me in the shoulders. It literally smacked me in the face. That's tough. My head got too big for the door.
That's tough.
Yeah. Any moments like that for you? Have you found that you noticed balance?
In school, probably. Just like doing something good. And then like the next thing you do like might not be as good.
So like one time you pass a test and
no, but like I'll be like doing well and then like I'll do something and it won't be well. Mm. And that happens on repeat, but that's just kind of like
maybe or like when you cook steak might be well done, next time it's medium rare.
Yeah, that's the other thing, like no. I'm not good at I like to make burgers, smash burgers, you know,
dude,
that.
Yeah, and they're fire actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I started doing it because of you. Yeah. They're quick, they cook fast, yeah. You be careful.
But I made it well done. I was like getting a little ahead of myself, like I was making them for other people.
Yeah.
And then I made them for myself the one time after, like people were, and I made them so bad, like I threw it out.
For people?
No, for myself. Oh. Well, if at least it was for people, that would have been bad.
At least you showed off for the people.
Yeah.
But then the balance is that you fucked it up for yourself.
Exactly. So I couldn't eat. I got hungry.
You didn't eat.
No, I ate, but.
Nah, yeah, you did. Yeah, the boys eat. We eat. Yeah. Yeah, we eat good.
I actually haven't eaten today at all. I had one bar.
Are you starved, bro? You want some Cheez-Its?
No. I'm going to get some food after this.
Oh, okay. Are you sure, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
Dude.
Yeah, been a pot. I haven't showered in two. No, I can't. No, I'm
just kidding. Dude, yeah, you haven't showered. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. How many days as an adult is it acceptable to not shower?
I don't know. One?
One, right?
I shower every day.
I do too, but there's that occasional day where
I'd probably say like you go like if you shower in the morning one day and then you don't shower at night that night and you don't shower in the morning the next day, you got to shower at night next day.
The longest I've done in recent like adulthood, if that's even a term, I don't know. But like I'll play a game, say Sunday. Yeah. I'll shower post game.
Yeah.
And then we have off Monday. And then it's like Monday night and I'm like, fuck, I'm a little too tired to shower and I don't. So I'll go that day without showering.
That's fine. If you're not doing
anything.
And
then
anything.
I just shower next morning at practice. Yeah. So that's the longest I've gone, but it feels a little bit grimy. It feels a little bit grimes.
Yeah, I'm gonna shower when I get home tonight.
You should. I remember when I was a kid, this one time we were on family vacation. And I went a full 2 weeks without showering.
Okay.
This week, this episode is also brought to you by Manscaped. Could you toss me the what's that? Yeah, look at this. Manscaped. Now not only do they have the lawnmower, they have the beard hedger. And you can hedge your beard with the beard hedger. Could you toss me the beard hedger? Dude, so the cool thing about this hedger, right? Especially as a guy like me, in the wintertime, I like to keep my beard. I don't want to shave it all off, right? So I have now I have the beard hedger, and I can trim the beard, and it has the dial. You just 1 through 10, straight up. So you can keep it a little longer. You can keep it a little shorter. Just have the fuzz. But, man, this thing works magic. I actually used it just yesterday. I shaved up my beard a little bit. You know, this thing's a lifesaver. For Wheels, like, if Wheels wanted to keep that length on his face... He would just go down to like a 3 or a 2 and just keep that little shadow. You know, sometimes the girls like some shadow. But
shadow monster.
You can get this on manscaped.com, or there's also the classic
the lawnmower,
and then there's the nose trimmer. The
nose trimmer.
The weed whacker, right?
Yes.
There's the weed whacker for the nose. You go up the nose, you trim up, or there's the classic lawnmower. Like this, and this is for the body, the chest, the pubes, you know, the butt, whatever you want to shave, this one, it does the job there. And you can have, there's beard shampoo, deodorant, beard conditioner, crop preserver, all this is on manscaped.com, go take a look there, and you can get 20% off using the code SODAS, all capital. 20% off, SODAS, all capital. We appreciate you if you do. It's obviously a useful product. You get It's obviously a useful product. You get something out of it. You get to trim your beard every day. You can
get a look cute.
You look cute for public. You shave your
smell
your
good pubes, too.
Whatever. You can smell good. It's useful. It works. We use it. If you want to help the podcast, and by doing
and
that,
helping yourself,
use the code 20%, our treat, code sodas, and we appreciate you if you do. But still, dude, I remember feeling my hair was gross, dude. Imagine going 2 weeks, no water. Well, I was going lake water because I was swimming in a lake. That was a grime, kid.
Yeah, that was grime. That might have been tough.
Yeah. I never understood, like, the people. That there are people now who believe in, like, not using, like, soap and shampoo and whatever. And, like, they're like, yeah, oh, yeah, like, it works. Like, I don't smell. I don't know. You think that's a thing?
I don't know.
Like, the cavemen and, the people back in the day didn't
have
soap.
You have to try it yourself. I wouldn't be able to...
Like, I don't want to try.
No,
I'm scared.
That's a thing. I don't know.
But like, what if it is better? Your natural fumes come out and you just smell delish. Like Twizzlers. What if you smell like a Twizzler?
I don't think that's how that would work.
Skittles?
Like, I don't know.
No?
Dude, there's a... Oh.
What?
I just saw a random dog run by. It didn't look like it was with anyone. It's on a leash.
Were you scared it was going to like smash-burgered in the road?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. You ever seen a dead body? Just like on the road?
Nope.
I have, dude.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, in Vegas, we were walking and, like, in public. We're just, like, wandering around. And we come across this, like, we're turning the corner. We're like, this is a dude on the ground. Just, like, not moving. And we're all like, yo, like, I think this guy's dead.
You call the police?
No, like, so other people are around. And someone was kind of, like, looking on the ground, kind of like, hey. Like, yeah. Fuck, like, this guy might be dead. Someone called the police. He was dead. Yeah, he owed.
Wow, bro.
Yeah. On the side of the road, man.
That's crazy.
Creepy.
Scary.
Because, like, you've been to, like, funerals, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've seen a dead body there.
Yeah.
A little different than someone being on the side of the road, just, like, clocked out, checked out. They did their time.
That's tough.
Yeah. That's another terrible. Time was in Reading.
And, multiple.
Yeah, twice. Another OD. They were just picking this guy up off the road and, like, wrapping in a bag. He died. Like, I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Man.
Reading's sketch, though.
Where is that?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little sketchy place. Speaking of cities, you wanted to bring up something about
city. I need to talk about the tunnels under oceans.
How do they build them? Yeah, right?
How they work.
I've thought about it when I'm driving through it. I'm like, I wonder how they do
it. I don't like them. They kind of scare me.
They are scary. You hear like the water flowing on the outside.
And, like, imagine just like getting stuck in traffic like underneath.
I have.
It's terrible.
There's traffic there.
Yeah.
Often in Boston.
I didn't get stuck in it too really badly at all, but fuck, I couldn't imagine.
I think if I wasn't like born and raised there,
yeah.
So I'm accustomed to it. Like I was a little kid, and my mom would be like, "Oh, look, we're going through the tunnel underground, underwater." Like it's like a norm for me. If I didn't have that norm, I feel like I'd be a little scared.
Yeah, I mean it's very like interesting just to go under the water.
Yeah,
or like just being a tunnel at all where it's like dark and you're just like using the.
How do they build those? Like, obviously, there's machines and, like, is it, like, in The Other Guys when he's, like, we build breathing apparatus or whatever the hell he says, Will Ferrell? And he's, like, you know, not days at a time, an hour 45, you go down there and, like, they just have these little, like, tunnels, like, huts of people down there, or it's just straight machines. Like,
dude, it makes no sense.
I mean, it probably does
if you learned about it, but or if you knew about it, maybe someone. I just need to read.
But it's
up
like
on
if
it.
You could do that, then is there cities under there? Is there cities underwater?
Right.
If there's tunnels and there's like think about it, you could just make a big tunnel. It's like a little city. You think there's secret little cities?
Maybe, dude. There could be some secret stuff. Who knows?
Dude, what if we had one where sodas were owed all the time
underneath the Portland Bay?
Yeah.
The Gulf of Maine.
And we're just down there. It's just us. You take a dive a little too deep one day. You come swimming upon us, drinking sodas, doing our pod underwater.
Yeah.
Next step,
filming outside. Though.
Underwater pod. Oh, yeah. And outside.
On the beach pod.
We were thinking about doing that today.
Yeah. Didn't get to it. A little too many cars.
Yeah. We got to go on the beach for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the move.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if you come to the fields, marsh,
in
the summer, or just Boston in general, I'll take you down the marsh fields and we'll do a pod on the beach there.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
That'd be a vibe. How was your soda?
It's good, dude. Made me a little it's carbonated.
Bloats?
Like I was like holding in my burps because you know I don't burp loud.
Oh yeah, you don't burp loud. Yeah. Yeah, soda makes you burp. That's for sure.
Not like that. This one's kind of made me. Maybe it's just because I haven't had much stuff in my system today. You know, like nothing to combat.
Yeah. Dude, I actually, before I forget, I said the sodas. Like, if you use code sodas, free, not free, 20% off merch. This includes the shower guy T-shirt that's now on there. And yeah, use that code. But speaking of, do you ever get annoyed with like girls if they drink like a soda or something? Like, oh my god, I'm bloated. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, not to be honest, I don't know too many girls that drink. Bar my sodas? Friends that don't even drink like pop anymore.
No, like if they have like a seltzer, you know, like oh, I gotta stay away from it. I don't want to get bloated.
Yeah, but then they're like back at it.
And they're not even. You know, it's all in their head.
It's in their head. It's a mind game.
Yeah, it is. Is mine. Oh yeah, show off the sign. Sodas are owed. Show that. I think, can you see it on there? Oh yeah, we also have to give a shout out. We have Ryer Smith in the house tonight. He's gonna edit up the pod. Yeah. We're arranging an editor, dude. This is big. This is big.
It's big.
This is big. Do the boys, like, you know, the boys, do they call you Smitty?
They do call me Smitty sometimes.
They do sometimes.
Smitty Snipes.
That's Smitty Snipes. Oh shit, you Snipes? He snipes top shelves, top hitters. That's pretty good.
15 goals in high school.
Let's
go.
Shit. State championship or no?
Absolutely
no.
Seven guys that we could actually play.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, fucking 15 talks is no joke, though. I see. Smitty Snipes.
Yeah. Put the puck in the back.
Sniperton? Yeah, fucking right. We could call him Smitty. I feel like that just, it's nice. We're like, you know, we do nicknames.
Yeah.
We abbreviate everything.
We do.
I feel like, I don't know if there's many nicknames with Ryer. Ryer is like, yeah, I don't know, like his nickname is Wheels because cart wheels. Yeah, you know how it is. Yeah. Obviously,
it works.
Did I need to explain that?
I was wondering about that.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. It's a genius nickname by me. I started calling him Cartwheels.
And then you abbreviated that.
Yeah.
You elongated, then you abbreviated. Yeah.
Shopping cart too was one. I'd be like shopping cart.
Yeah, that comes off the tongue a little harder.
Yeah, it's a little harder to say, but if it's like in the right moment, right context, it makes sense.
Yeah,
that's a good. Carter's a good name for nicknames.
Thanks.
Yeah, dude, you're welcome.
Thanks, man.
Shout out to your rents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what about like mine? I don't know if there's like pitter patter, pat on the back. It's not as many.
Yeah, you can think about it.
Yeah, there's pat on the back, patter,
paddleboard.
Paddleboard.
You're calling that
paddles.
It's a paddleboard.
It's a paddles. How are you? Kind of works, huh?
Yeah.
Paddleboard. Remember you were trying to go for a mix with Eddie?
Yeah.
Trail Max.
Yeah.
Mix. Trail Mix. Mixy.
It worked.
Oh, you were calling me Zoe, bro.
Yeah.
That was wild though, because that was my nickname was Shay Zoe. Some people still call me that. And you were just shortening it to Zoe.
Yeah, and you didn't like it.
I don't know. It just didn't stick that well.
No, I would call you that. I didn't know if you liked it or not, but I would call you that.
I mean, it's like an inside joke, like nickname. If you called me Zoe, I'd be like, yeah.
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo? You start calling me Lonzo? Lonzo Ball. Imagine in public, the faces of people would be like, what Lonzo. Fuck is he saying? Like, Lonzo, I'd be like, shopping carts. Yeah? Oh, that's good.
No, it is good.
To some people, our language is very foreign. Like, they don't know what the fuck we're saying.
Yeah, it's because we're on our own island under the water.
We're on our own island in the water. Yeah. I guess that was based on some spot. I saw this on, like, Twitter or TikTok or some shit. That SpongeBob, like, there's a Bikini Bottom. Not, like, Bikini Bottom, but there's, like, you know, like, the top of it? Like, that little island thing? Mm-hmm. Like, that's based off a real thing that something was released, like, toxins into the water. And it's like Bikini Bottom is like the bottom there, because that's why it's so weird.
Okay.
Because like the toxins fucked it up.
Chemicals, man.
Dude, chemicals are. I don't know much about chemicals, to be honest. You do. Periodic tables.
Yeah.
Are you still dabbling with that?
No. Not much like that.
Yeah. you gave that up, dude.
Yeah. It's a little hard to keep track of, you know? Like, I don't know the periodic table. I don't know the elements.
Dude, I know like three elements.
Exactly.
Sodium.
NaCl.
NaCl. When you're salty. Are you NaCl right now?
No. Are you?
No, I'm never salty.
No.
Well, I sweat salty. So salty sweater.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's a thing, because I sweat yellow. If you sweat yellow, it means you're sweating salt, dude.
You drink more water? or just natural?
No.
Doesn't matter how much water you drink?
Yeah, because salt sweat, that wouldn't just mean you have to like drink
hydration after.
Electrolytes. Sorry. Okay. Like a liquid IV, because you're sweating out the salt, you got to put it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water has to do with that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay.
Yeah, when I like go on a bike ride in the summer, I'll get like these fucking like salt chunks on my fucking legs, dude. It's crazy.
Put on your fucking, you could season up your food with that.
Yeah, dude. Well, I don't know if you'd season with salt, but you could salt your food.
You don't salt your food with seasoning? You don't salt your food with seasoning? You don't season your food with salt?
No. Well, like, is that the term? To season?
Yeah.
So I was just, the no showering conversation in college, we had this guy who just went on like a shower strike. He was just declared to everyone, this is like when we're all living on one floor, like sharing a bathroom and everything, and he just declared to everyone like, I'm going on a shower strike. So he just didn't shower for, I want to say, almost a month maybe. And but the craziest part was, is he just had this like girl, like good looking girl, that just in his room every night. We were all like, how, what, we're like asking her, because we're friends with her, we're like, what, this guy's not showering. And I don't know, it just, she was fine with it, I guess. But to answer the question about, do you like smell like Twizzlers? No.
Okay, so confirmation, you smell bad when you don't shower. Good stuff. What were we yapping about?
Chemicals.
Oh, yeah. Well, chemicals.
Seasoning.
Salt. Oh, salt. Dude, I do salt my food.
Yeah, that's good.
But I didn't know it was called, like, seasoning your food with salt. I thought it was salting your food.
No, you're just seasoning your food. Yeah.
Is that a thing? Yeah. What else do you season with?
Pepper. Paprika.
I fuck with pepper.
Cayenne.
Use, like, the barbecue seasoning.
Yeah.
What about seasoned salt?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's good, too.
Try it out. Okay.
I got a random one for you.
Yeah.
Random challenge, if you will.
Okay.
If you were best man at a wedding,
yeah,
say even my wedding, what would your best man speech be like?
Probably funny.
Could you rip one off on the spot right now?
Best man. Okay, are you being the best man?
Sure, I'll be the best, or I'll be the guy. Like,
so you're the guy getting married,
and you're my man. Best man.
How long are best man speeches usually?
As long as you want it to be. So it could be 30 seconds.
I'd probably get up there and just like say something like, did we think this day would ever come? Something like that. Start it off. And then be like, I'm just kidding.
Just jokes.
I'm just playing around.
Just jokes. Oh, yeah. I never thought this day would come. Such a fuckboy. Kidding.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck, go back on the days since I was like 14.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
yeah, that's then, so true.
Yeah, man, I mean, if you got married tomorrow, I don't know, I'd probably just say everything that's happened right now.
Be like, dude,
and then I'd be like, there's a whole lot of sodas to be owed now.
Yeah, so many more sodas are owed.
Yeah.
In our lifetime. Dude, I did a best man speech, like joke one on first skit. It
was, yeah,
pretty successful.
Yeah.
You know what I could do? This would be a little bit dark humor, like a funeral eulogy.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be a little dark, right?
That might get, I don't know. Yeah, it could be funny, but it could be
could be touchy. Dude, could definitely be funny, but it'd be dark.
Yeah.
Start crying and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Yeah, that'd be sad. Sad vibes for sure. We had to do a public speaking class. You okay. Probably did too.
Okay.
For school.
Yeah, I did. CMJ 100.
Yeah, yeah. And I hated it, actually. It was, yeah. But it actually, you got better at it as the year goes on. But like, they pick these topics for you to like talk about. It's not good. End of the year,
you pick your own.
Yeah. So I did a best man speech.
Yeah.
And I made it funny and I loved it. Like, I was up there just spewing, dude.
Yeah.
And I felt so comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I so me and Jake Papalardo.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
He was my freshman roommate. He was on the hockey team, ended up transferring to Holy Cross. And we were like roommates, so we were like, oh, let's do a best man speech for each other. And I'm thinking like, he's in on it. Like, yeah. So I go first. I'm just like, I fucking hate his wife. Like, I'm like being a clown, like in character. I'm like, his wife's a real piece of work. Like, she keeps chatting. She might catch a left hand of the dome. Like, she's running her mouth. You know, I'm like up there doing jokes. He gets up there, dude. And he's like, oh, I didn't know it was like that. And he just gives this like heartfelt speech about me. And he's like saying all these nice things about me being his like roommate and a good friend. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Okay, you know, apologize after.
Yeah.
Give him a nicer one.
Yeah, I was like, dude, like, I like you too.
Yeah, you know? You're nice.
You're cute too, man. Yeah, yeah, you call me handsome and shit. That's awesome. Like, you wanted to bang. Like, you know.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Speaking of banging, like, I don't know if I've talked about this on the pod. I love, like, sus humor.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
And, like, even in, like, person, like, in the locker room, just, like, sus humor. It's, like, with the boys in a locker room, it's funny. Everyone gets a laugh. You, like, joke about, like, you know, banging the boys. Like, good funny.
Yeah.
There was a kid on UMaine who brought that to the team heavy. So there was, like, a lot of sus humor, and it was good laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And it always had me thinking, like, when this one guy's like always joking, and it's like, okay, like, what if this guy is joking so much and he like kisses one of the boys, and it's like, where do you draw the line where it's just no longer a joke and you're just gay?
I don't know. I think it's like, if you're like too manly, it's like, that's when it's become sus.
Well, if you're like,
if you're like just like not like, you're not laughing at the jokes or anything like that, like,
yeah,
or like you're just like trying to be like, no, like too like tough guy.
Yeah, like if you joke about like banging the boy, or like banging your friend, and he's just like, no, like, yo, chill, like, no. Yeah. Or you like slap his ass as a joke, like going to the gym, like, yo, fucking, I saw you on the squat rack, you sav. You know, like, just give him a little tap, and he's kind of like, yo, don't touch my ass.
I don't know.
A little sus. Like, that's actually like a little like, okay, maybe he might be.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, but.
No, yeah, but that's for sure. But whereas the line I'm saying, like, where it's like, oh, this is hilarious, like, I just kissed the boys, like, and you like carry, you like dedicate so far to the joke,
uh-huh.
At one point, you're just like, you have to bang one of the boys. Then you just become gay. That's the line. You know what I mean? Like, I just go too far into the sus humor that you're accidentally gay.
I think if it's just, that's just fine. I don't think it gets that far, you know? I'd hope it wouldn't get that far.
Well, that's where the line draws, right? Yeah, I think you start to take the joke a little too far. I've seen it. Taking a little too far. Not like, I didn't see like my boys banging. that'd be a little bizarre. No. But I've seen it like questionably taking a little far, and I'm like, oh, that's like not funny, you know. That's just, it's like you guys had an intimate moment,
I think the humor's got it. It's just gotta be humor, you know? Like, if it gets intimate, then like maybe like reassess and just like
it's
all right
where you're at. Yeah, it's okay for sure, but it's like maybe have a sit down talk with yourself in the mirror.
Yeah,
see where you're at and on that standpoint. Have you ever talk to you about self-talk? Like, you talk to yourself in the mirror ever?
Not out loud.
No,
I'll like in my head.
No, no, neither do I. Dude, what? No,
you talk out loud to yourself?
Dude, I just said no. I just said that I didn't.
Well, I don't know. If
and
you're
then
joking.
You just accused me of doing.
Well, I don't know if you're joking.
No, dude. No. Yeah. No. No, that'd be weird, man.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah,
I've done it. But it's not like often. Like, I'm not waking up every morning and be like, what's up, dude?
What's up, boss?
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah.
You're looking cute today. Yeah. Nips on point. Chest hair is flowing nicely.
Yeah.
But you might need to like gas yourself up. If you're struggling with self-confidence,
walk
in the mirror and be like, you are so fucking hot.
Just rip yourself.
Start kissing the mirror.
Just raise yourself up.
Yeah. Come here, you sexy beast.
Yeah.
I've done like subtle things in the mirror. Where I'm like, if I'm having like a moment of like, I embarrassed myself or some shit, like, mm-hmm. I would like talk to myself out loud. I'm like, you're a fucking animal. You're an animal.
You're a dog.
You're a beast. You're a dog. You got this. Like, you're a machine. You know, like, I've done shit like
that. Well-oiled machine.
Yeah. If, like, I'm going to a game, like, and I'm like, I had a bad game a couple in a row maybe before that game. I'm like, you're a fucking animal. Like, you're the best player on the ice. You're going to go dominate today. Like, I'll say it, like, kind of under my breath.
You're just putting it out in the universe.
Yeah. Manifesting. Exactly. Like I said, I'm going to start writing that down. Yeah, I think that's real. I think it's real.
Yeah.
Like, the universe is like he's a good lad, bro. He's a beauty. The uni.
Yeah, he can be.
Uni. He's a beauty. Who's yapping ears right now? Dells?
Yeah.
Fargo?
Wells Fargo.
Dude, I forgot to check if we had any, what do you call it? would you rather? Not would you rather.
I'll look some up right now.
Was it would you rather? Yeah. It was. That'd be fun. We love those. Do you have any Struggs boots, by the way? Have you been struggling at all?
Speaking of Struggs boots, actually, so I have a pair of Uggs boots. Like I men, saw those. Right?
Yeah, mugs.
And I wore them the other day and it was raining and it just kept raining and raining and raining and yeah. I think they're ruined. So that's actually Struggs. Like legitimately they're Struggs.
Dude, the you Uggs are Struggs. Had Struggs Uggs. Yeah,
like on my feet.
Struggs Uggs boots. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I had that, dude, with
the fact
these,
I haven't eaten like today.
That's actually fucked.
It's Struggs.
I get these Nike shits on. One time I stepped in a puddle by accident and I cleaned them, bro.
That happens, bro.
Yeah, because this is leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, cleanse them. But if you have cloth, it's dirt.
Cloth, yeah, no, yeah. You can't.
If you like step in the snow with these ones, it cleans them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe those too.
Yeah.
What definitely. Are those? Are those Dunks?
Yeah.
I gotta get some Dunks.
They clean. They're
Where'd
leather.
You get those?
Italy.
Those are Italian Dunks?
No, they're I just got them in the Nike store in Italy.
Oh. Dude, I have a Struggs boots moment. I just looked at my notes.
Yeah.
Did I tell you on the pod yet? Maybe not, about the chiropractor.
What happened?
Well, I had this weird... So, our trainer here, our athletic trainer, his name is Matt.
Yeah.
And there's been this chiropractor coming throughout the year. Like, not every week, not even every other week. It's like once a month or once every other month. He's just like come a few times throughout the year. And he'll put in the team app, like, chiropractor's coming this week. If you want to see him, let me know. Type shit. And it was the day I got called up to Prov, and I'm packing up, so I'm at the rink late, and I guess this is when the chiropractor comes, I don't know, and some dude comes like knocking on the door of the rink, because they locked the door because people have been like left open and someone wandered in the rink. It was a whole thing apparently, so they locked the door.
Well, who would do such a thing? I would never
do that. I never would either.
Yeah, right.
Fucking beauties. Yeah. They sound like beauties though. Yeah. If they went and like adventure the rink.
Yeah, like what's no harm in that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's a lot more security in like a rink in the city versus like Orono.
Yeah, no,
Orono is just like in the woods,
dude. I couldn't even get into the yesterday I couldn't even get into the BU rink.
Yeah, it's in a city. You're
but Harvard rink was wide open.
More more hidden, like it's still somewhat more, it's more city than Orono.
Definitely.
But it's more like busier, but yeah, easier to get into. BU's
locked.
I could see, yeah, that'd be locked down.
Harvard
I feel
is
like
open,
BC,
but it's like kind of in a little
BC
community.
You could probably get in, I bet. Like the guys could like sneak in there. It's but yeah, like here it's downtown, you don't, they lock it up.
Yeah.
But usually they would open the one door for us and we'd just walk in for practice. Now we have to knock.
Is there someone sitting there? I'm like waiting.
Dude, like our equipment manager might be.
You don't have like a thing? You guys don't have a high tech?
There's a
yet?
Couple there's a couple scanners, but there's only like five of them.
Yeah.
So like five guys have them. So we're knocking these days.
Yeah.
So someone anyways, I'm here. I'm late and I hear a knock and I'm like, oh, I'll get it because no one else is around. I go and but like also I've had this where like I've opened the door when I'm warming up for games and like I was warming up outside recently before this to give a little backstory. I'm warming up because there's no like ceiling high enough to jump. So I step outside out the side of the ring on the sidewalk and do a couple like jumps to get the legs activated before the game, explosiveness. And, this dude comes, this when his like dude and his like wife, they, he comes like walking in. He's like, hey, good luck tonight. And goes to like walk in the door, and I like step in front. I'm like, where are you going? Like, do you work with the team? He's like, oh no, season ticket holder. I'm like, this is the team. It's the team door. Yeah. You know, he's trying to pull a fast one and sneak in the game. He's like, oh, like there's a side door for team season ticket holders. Like, no, dude, it's like the same door.
Yeah.
And he like fakes it and goes like walking down to look for the door.
Yeah.
Comes back around. He's like, oh, I think you're right. I think it's the same door. Like, yeah, I know I'm right.
Yeah.
I know. He's tried to sneak in. And I caught him, so I was security.
Dog.
So then, yeah, this upcoming week, the next week, I hear the knock. So I go and I kind of open the door, see what's up. I don't know this guy.
Is it the same guy?
No, it's a different guy. I pop open this random dude. So I'm kind of like blocking the door. He comes to walk in. I'm kind of like,
yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
You know, like, what's up? He's like, oh, is Maddie here? Somebody's our. He's our athletic trainer. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, Maddie's here. I'm like, are you his dad or something?
Yeah.
He's like, no. He like says it like that. He's going to laugh. I'm like, oh, okay, brother? Sorry. Like, I didn't mean to offend you, you know? Yeah. Like, sorry, brother. He's like, what? No. I'm like,
he's a chiro.
Dude, so then I like step in front. I'm like, oh, who are you? I'm kind of like get, like, do I have to kick you out of the ring? Like, yeah. Who are you? He's like, I'm like, Joe, the chiropractor. I'm like, oh, oh, wow. Shit. Sorry, I'm Pat. Good to meet you. He's like, oh, I thought you were messing with me. He's like, I thought I, like, knew you. I was like, dude, I haven't met you.
Yeah.
Really awkward.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so awkward because then he, like, came in the locker room, and then, like, the next time he was there, I was like, hey, man.
Yo.
Remember that time?
Yeah.
Good times. Dude, good laughs.
Wow.
Yeah, I played security on him.
They might hire you for security there.
But it was a Strugs Boots moment for me because then definitely. It created awkwardness.
Definitely.
And we love awkwardness, though.
Definitely.
Do you thrive in awkwardness?
No. Well, I don't really
mind. I don't, but, like, I do. Like, you know, because like, then it gives you inspiration for, yeah. like a skit or something. Or,
yeah.
Or a convert. Or a yeah. Strugs Boots.
There's not much awkwardness between us, though.
No. But I mean, like, in public or
no,
like
yeah.
with authority. There's always awkwardness with authority.
Yeah.
Like a coach,
yeah.
principal,
mm-hmm.
teach.
Mm-hmm.
Like teacher calls you after class, starts yelling at you.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Shut up, teach. Do you ever get to a point where you like talk back to the teach? Like you
No,
knew?
I don't really talk. Really? I don't really, I haven't with the teach? Been like in trouble with the teacher recently, but maybe I will now since like balance and shit.
Well, like college fucking teachers, they don't really care. Like,
yeah.
No. I mean, high school. Like,
you
ever get to a point in high school where you're like, you know what?
Yeah,
you
don't run the show anymore. One of my coaches,
I'll fuck you up.
One of my coaches, we bankered.
Your coach.
Yeah, but like that's like I think that was like it made me better. Like that I was like, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Were you gonna like chuck mittens with coach or
no? No. But we would banter. But like it was good. Dude, like he's like my favorite.
There coach. Was
he's like my actually yeah, he's great.
So he's
great
like your
guy.
Boy.
Yeah, great guy.
And like you guys bickered just out
yeah,
of love.
Yeah, we were beefing.
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, I got to a point in prep school where I was, when I left prep school, I was 19. I had just turned 19.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was a man, you know? Like, yeah. I'm the same size physically now as I was then.
Yeah.
So I was like, this dude comes in my room, like, yelling at me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. You just walked in my room when I was sleeping. I'm naked. Like, mm-hmm. I had to put on fucking pants fast. And I started telling him to fuck off. I was swearing at him. I was like, dude, like, get the fuck out of my room. I was like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I like, fucking stepped up.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck yeah. Like, you don't run the show anymore, bitch.
You talked yourself in the mirror after.
Like, yeah, I was like, you're an animal. You fucking beast. You can fuck that teacher up, bro. He's a nerd, you know? He's a teacher, man. He teaches fucking academics. You're an athlete. You're a beast. You're an athlete, bro. You're explosive. Yeah, but... He easily could have fucking got me in trouble, though. After.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, he had more power than I did.
Definitely.
He could have, like, fucked my graduation up. It was, like, a week before grad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a good guy, though. Honestly, I gave him too much of a hard time. He was just doing his job.
Yeah, he was just being, he was just yeah. doing what he was supposed
he was just
to do.
Doing his job. We were, because yeah. we, it was the senior prank, like, at prep school. It's actually kind of, this is actually kind of fun. In prep school, we, the seniors get together. So they yeah. sneak out of the dorms and do like they trash like the campus. It's like yeah. big like fun bonding moment. And then like the next morning they wake you up at like 6 and like you gotta clean it. So I was like playing dumb like I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah,
like,
but you were involved.
Yeah, of course. So like I was in the wrong actually. Yeah. But it was a good moment for me.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah. That shit was fun, dude. I actually missed that that thrill. Like in prep, we would occasionally, like if it was like a Saturday, because it was a dorm, we would yeah. stay there on like Saturday. I would sneak out of my room at the bottom of the hill and go hang with the boys up top.
Yeah,
like late night, which obviously not allowed. But so you like get that thrill, like I'm sneaking, you know. But you don't get that anymore, dude.
No,
it's rare,
very rare.
I had a taste of it when I was filming that thing in Minnesota. There was like lockdown, like you weren't like allowed to leave at night and mm-hmm. shit, like whatever. They're too strict. We would like sneak out and like go for a walk or something.
Yeah.
Like go like sneak to the lake.
And then you got a little
that
juice?
Throwback. I was like, dude, juice? This reminds me of being a kid.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, it's great being an adult because you have freedom.
Yeah.
Like you can eat dessert before dinner.
You eat dessert for breakfast.
Sick. Yeah, you can eat dessert for breakfast like I do sometimes and no one can tell you no. Yeah. It's great. But also it's like, you don't get that thrill of like
no.
sneaking out of the house. No. Like I want someone to yell at me. I want to go sneak out of the house and like throw rocks at a girl's window.
Whoa.
You know? Like I'm throwing
Vandalism.
Rocks at your window. No, do you not know that?
No.
What? That's like a romantic thing. You know of that. Rocks at the window?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like a romantic thing like in high school you would do. Yeah, yeah, hold the boombox. Like, I love you.
That's crazy.
Dude, wait, no, you've never seen this in like classic high school
the
movies?
The music one I have, but not the rocks.
No, like, you like.
Maybe in like American Pie, doesn't he throw rocks?
Maybe in that. Yeah, yeah. It's, dude, in most like high school like drama, like romances, yeah, like movies or shows, there'll be a moment like they're like sitting in the in their room, like at the girl or whatever, and they hear like a hit, something hit in the window, and they open it and they're like, "What are you doing here? I love you." Dude, I was one of my, I said this the other day, it's one of my biggest regrets that I never did that in high school. For the thrill, like let me in. Climb up the side so you can
dude, Joe, actually no, you watch You, right?
Yeah.
Joe Goldberg did that, now that I think about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Well, though, he's creepy. I think it's a different,
yeah,
a different
definitely way. A different thing, but yeah.
This was a consensual rock at a window type thing.
Was it though?
I would hope. Rocks at your window. Yeah, dude. I wish that I did that more in high school, to be honest. Yeah. Sneaking out like of the house. I don't know if I ever did that. Did you?
Sneak out of the house? Yeah, I did a few times.
Like from
not from my house, though, like my friend's house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I never did from mine. Yeah. I was too scared.
Yeah, my house wasn't very like easily like...
Yeah.
Able easily to maneuver. But like that might have been more thrill if I did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I didn't do it.
I didn't really have anywhere to go. I was a bit of a hardo at a young age. I was just like, I gotta play hockey.
Yeah, no. You
know, you're I can't married sneak out of my house.
You're married to the game.
Yeah, I can't sneak out of my house. I have practice next month, you know? Can't be doing that. But
it's July, you're practicing. In November.
Yeah. Tryouts in 6 months. I was a hardo in high school.
It happens.
I would like work out on Friday nights instead of like going out to parties and shit.
No, that's cool.
Hardcore.
You've changed.
A little bit. I'm still a little bit hardo. I still have like my roots in there a little bit.
No,
like,
yeah, you don't grow out of your roots.
Like
you
know? I'm a hardo in a sense, but not. I have more. I allow myself to have fun and shit now, mm-hmm. like more than I did back then. Yeah, but I think that'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Do you, if you have anything to add, no, do you tell. And yeah, that'll do it for today's episode. Cheers, and we'll see you guys in the next one.